It's The Download with Justin Kaufman on Radio 720 WGN. Matt Bubala filling in right now, and it's the time of the show where we welcome music, and you're hearing the sounds of Corral at Corral the Band on social media. Danny Kolasik is in studio with us. He does the guitar and vocals. JP Zygmunt does drums. Mike Thomas does the bass. He'll join us on the phone later on. Danny, how are you?
I'm killing it.
You're killing it?
Yeah.
You're in here struggling to get all the equipment set up that we do during the news here. Should we do a little sound check right here on the air?
That'd be perfect. I'm like Pigpen right now, but with cables around me. So
all right, hold on. Let me see what mic do we have. I think that what mic is you're on four, so that's three. Let's see if that's coming through there. Go ahead. Yeah, see that. Is that working good for you?
Sounds great.
Excellent. All right. He will bump us back in later in the show. We'll talk a little bit about Corral. Also joining us in studio is my friend Kim Cerny from Blum Animal Hospital.
Hello.
Oh, I got to turn you on now. There you go. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
Is this your first time on the radio, Kim?
Yes.
Are you very nervous, Kim?
A little bit.
Yeah, Kim is a very nervous person. But I got to know Kim when I was at a conference in Austin, Texas, and I immediately drunkenly texted Patty Vasquez saying, "We've got to get her on the show because she invented a drink and Nikki would make it for Knife and Tuck." And it was kind of rambling, but that was the point of the night we were at. Because I'm out with Kim and other people from Blum Animal Hospital in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and Kim keeps going up to the bartenders and saying, "Can I get a mosquito bite?" And they'd be like, "Well, what is that?" And then she would explain it, and you did it at several places, and I'm like, "Kim, what the hell's wrong with you? What is this drink?" And you're like, "I made it up."
You're blowing my cover now.
And it was the most adorable thing. You're like, "I made it up, and I just keep ordering it, and then I tell them what it is." And you're praying that someday you're going to walk into a bar and I'll have a mosquito bite.
And they'll
go, "Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've been making that for years. We love that drink."
Yeah.
Like, it's going to wildfire catch on.
That was my hope.
So in my drunken state, I said, "Kim, I'll put you on the radio, and we'll get that." So Nikki Allen has agreed to come in from Knife and Tine. She's making mosquito bites right now that we're all going to try.
It's amazing.
And if Nikki really loves it, she's going to go to the bosses and say, "Hey, what do you think about for the summer? We put the mosquito bite on the menu." Is that true, Nikki? Would you maybe think about doing that?
Most certainly.
She says most certainly.
I love it.
Okay. So that's where we're at right now.
Thank you.
Yes, Elif. Tell me what else I need to know.
Mike is on hold whenever you're ready.
And Mike from Corral is on the phone, too. This is turning into a total Patty Vasquez show here on The Download with Justin Kaufman. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
Well, Mike, it's kind of a weird night right now, I'll tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. Mike Thomas plays the bass for Corral. JP Zygmunt is not here because you guys don't like him very much, right? He's not on phone. He's not in studio. Is he like on a video chat somewhere, or do you just get rid of him?
He's in a cage someplace.
In a cage someplace.
Know.
Excellent. In a gorilla enclosure, maybe.
Cage.
We got to keep that kid wrapped up. He's a wrecking ball.
Mike, where are you calling in from? Why couldn't you be here? Your band is here. You're playing. What's up? Where are you at?
I'm in my car driving to Chicago right now.
Did you spend Memorial Day weekend somewhere with family or something?
Yeah, I was down in Kentucky in a place called Fancy Farm. It's a little town on a farm, a cattle farm. I saw a bull calf be born, so that was kind of cool.
Well, that sounds really cool. Well, that's neat.
Oh, it's pretty gnarly.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. How are you guys doing?
We're all doing good. We're drinking mosquito bites. Mike, when's the last time, Mike, that you had a mosquito bite? Have you had one recently?
Actually, yes, out in Kentucky just recently.
I'm talking about the drink, a mosquito bite, not like the Zika virus, you know, mosquito bite. The drink, a mosquito bite. You've heard of that before, right?
I actually have, but I can't tell you when the last time I've had
And that's how it's going to start. That's how it's going to start, Kim. Is you're going to say, "Yo, have you ever had a mosquito bite?" You're like, "Oh, God, I've had a million mosquito bites. I love that drink. Yeah. That's awesome."
I drink a lot.
That's how it starts. All right, Mike, you hold on. Because you're driving. Be careful. Hold on. We'll check back in with you in a little bit. Nikki Allen is here from Knife and Tine. So Nikki just made several. Do I have you on the right microphone there, Nikki? Say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming in tonight. I appreciate
it.
Were you working at Knife and Tine tonight, or were you out? Oh, it's on your night off too. Thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate it. So you have just mixed several mosquito bites.
Yes.
Which I told you about a couple of weeks ago when I was filling in for Patty and you were here.
Yes.
What is in a mosquito bite?
So I put, for measurements, equal parts Malibu rum, pineapple juice, orange juice, and I put cranberry on top to give it that really pretty color.
Perfect.
So like a maybe like a sunset, if you will.
It's very tropical.
And then for garnish, we put a Luxardo cherry in there.
Yeah. See, now in Texas, we didn't have cherries in this.
This
is a new addition.
Yeah, I like
Kim,
this
are you
addition.
Okay with this?
I'm okay with it.
Because,
I think
I could see
it
feeling
needs
a little...
garnish, and this is beautiful. So I think this is good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you try it, Nikki?
It's very good. A great summer drink.
Is this very similar to another drink? Like, are you like, oh, that's just like a whatever?
I think there's very similar variations on this in itself. Kind of like I think a tequila sunrise. I think that would be very similar. But instead of tequila, there's rum in this.
Yeah.
Because the sunrise has the orange juice and then the cranberry or the, I'm so sorry, the maraschino cherry juice, the grenadine. Yes.
Okay.
So very similar. But I think there's always variations on all cocktails and drinks. So.
Are you surprised that people still come up with new cocktails?
Oh, not at all.
Because it seems like how has not everything been done? Because they're inventing new drinks, like new flavored vodkas and things like that? I mean, I don't know.
Just yes and no. And I just went to this really cool cocktail seminar last weekend in Logan Square called the Cocktail Summit. And it was 3 days. There was like probably 50 different seminars. And one of them was making your own simple syrups and bitters from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was just interesting in itself because now the possibilities are endless. You can make a grapefruit lemongrass bitter and just make so many different kind of combinations in that in itself. So
you could take all the different drinks that already have bitters in it and sort of make a variation on them by making a different type of bitters.
Definitely.
Interesting. Kim Cerny from Blum Animal Hospital.
Yes.
This is not your job at Blum. You don't mix drinks there or create drinks during the day.
I'll have to look into that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll make clear to your bosses, you came up with this outside of office hours. This
exactly.
was not while you were on the clock. How do you come up with this and how do you decide, I'm going to pull this ruse, you wanted to become famous for this drink? It just cracked me up because you hear people with their million-dollar ideas and all these things. I've never heard somebody, well, I invented this drink and I wanted to catch on.
I know. I was in Mexico for a family wedding and just felt like this drink, we had some sort of a variation of it, but I thought, you know, a little splash of color with the cranberry would be really good. And I've always liked Malibu. I've been that girl that just hasn't graduated from college yet, still loving my Malibu rum. And so I tried this drink and it was really good. And then, you know, we thought, well, let's come up with a crazy name for it, something that's just, you know, you're going to remember. And so we came up with Mosquito Bite. And then we at my sister's wedding not too long before that, there was this drink and it just caught on and everyone was asking for it. I'm like, I want this to happen to my mosquito bite. So I just started at bars in Chicago just ordering the mosquito bite, and bartenders would look at me like, what are you talking about? And or say, oh, is that that beer with the, we're like, no, not that. And so we just thought if we say it enough at enough bars, people will start catching on. And it hasn't worked, so I'm very thankful for this.
Well, you never know. Maybe we're still at that ground level where it's still just, you know, it needs to build to levels. So wait, let's go back to Mexico. It's a drink you had, and then you said, let's name this something,
no,
or you invented this drink?
I invented it. So I love my Malibu rum, and then pineapple. And I feel like there's some sort of a drink, whether it's a rum, like a Bay Breeze or a Sea Breeze, one of them, it's very similar to this. And then I just kind of mixed a couple, you know, whether I threw in the cranberry or threw in the pineapple, one of it.
You know, that's the blessing and the curse of the Mexican vacation, Kim, is you tend to have time to sit there and go, why don't we drink this? Let's put that in there and then we'll see what happens. And the next thing you know, you're in bars all across Chicago ordering
mosquito bites.
Yes.
Yeah, from Mexico. Yeah.
The only problem, I love the idea. I don't see how you make a dime from it.
I don't at all.
This is just for the fame and the glory?
It's really just when people eventually will say, you know what drink I had the other night? It was the mosquito bite. It's that feeling inside. I'm like, that's my drink.
You need that to happen someday. Just some random street corner. I'm hanging out with somebody I just met. Oh, God, can I get a mosquito bite? And you're like, oh, my God, that's my drink.
Full circle.
And then they look at you like you're a lunatic.
Right, yeah.
And they'll never believe you.
No, but in my heart, I'll be.
You'll know.
At that point.
You'll know.
Yeah,
you'll just
exactly.
have that right there.
Yeah.
How many bars would you estimate you've gone into and ordered a mosquito bite and then explained what that is?
I think too many.
More than 10?
Yeah, it's been a bunch. Yeah, I mean, we just, It's funny. And I've gotten my friends to start asking for it too. But, you know, it's kind of a jerk move. Like, you go up to a bartender and you're like, can I have the mosquito bite? And you're all confident. Like, they're going to know what this is. And I think I did that to you in Austin. I just ordered the drink.
I think I was saying, I'm going to go get drinks. You're like, go ask for a mosquito bite.
Yeah. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you're like, they don't know what that is.
All right. Well, that's interesting, seeing it's a jerk move. We'll check in with Nikki Allen and see, does the bartender say, oh, what an idiot. Just tell me what you want. Or are they like, oh, okay, that's cool. I imagine it depends on how busy the night is. Corral the band is here. Actually, Danny Classic from Corral is here. He'll play a little guitar for us when we come back. Lots to do. And your calls as well. Nikki will answer questions as well, about drinks. Summer drinks. What are the fun summer drinks that you can serve on your patio and your porches right now, like the mosquito bite? And of course, Mike Thomas is on the phone as well. Lots to do here on The Download on 720 WGN.
Take it down, dust it off, make it new again. I don't want to talk with you about much of anything. The rain outside on the gravel sounds like the crackle of the fire behind your parents' big blue house in town we grew up in. The end of the block, yeah, not making sense in my head. Oh man, just like the time that I lived with Rob and his friends on the lakefront, yeah.
Danny Classic from Corral the Band. They're available on Spotify and iTunes. You can check them out there. New EP called Rain Dance. Follow them on social media at Corral the Band. That's Danny Classic. He does guitar and vocals. Mike Thomas, who's the bass player, is on the phone, but I don't know. Mike, I don't know that we really need you. He just really nailed that. I don't mean to, like, you know, make you feel bad, but if he just goes solo right here and now, I couldn't blame him.
I definitely... all the time. I'm glad I hitched my horse to his wagon or whatever.
Whatever that phrase is. Whatever that phrase is.
Yeah.
Mike Thomas, how long have you guys been together?
Oh, man, me and Danny have been playing together for 6 years now. He's like one of my best friends, like my brother.
How did Corral get formed? So it's three of you, you guys and JP Zygmunt on drums. How do you guys come together? I know you two have been hanging out for a long time. Have you been various bands along the way?
Yeah, this.
Yeah, we used to play in a band. Danny, go ahead.
Yeah, this was it was some songs that I started writing while we were still playing in a band called The Captain Hates the Sea together, and it was very aggressive, very angry electronic music. I wasn't that angry anymore, so I just started writing some other songs, and I was like, hey, Mike, JP, you guys want to play some tunes? And they did.
Is that common for musicians? You guys often go through different genres that you're really into at a time, and that's the band you're in, and then you change?
Definitely. I mean, it's like when you listen to music. Yeah. You go through phases with things that you just fall into and fall out of, and... you know, I think that, plus I started that group when I was 17 years old, the previous one. So when you're that young, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to figure out who you are and what you're all about. And I'm not going to say that I'm not doing that now.
I was going to say, how old are you? Because I'm guessing you're still somewhere in that process.
Still, yeah. I mean, do the math. 60. I'm 23.
Yeah.
I'm a babe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Mike, anything you want to add to that? He's a babe and you want to say.
Oh, man. I mean, I agree. Danny is a babe, but yeah, it's, you know, there's definitely like bands I like, but I don't want to listen to the same record every day. You know, that gets boring. I think it's just cool with Danny and Corral. We can kind of explore a lot of things and pull from a lot of things we like. We don't really have to stay in one box because we really just feel like we can do whatever we want because, you know, it can't evolve because we want it to.
Yeah. What's the writing process like? I always wonder this for musicians. When you guys get together, are you, as the vocalist and the guitarist, you kind of coming up with the basic thing and some vocals and then bringing the other guys in? Or you guys all sitting together and just start riffing? How does it generally come together for a song?
I'd say it generally comes together where I'll bring something to the table that had struck me earlier in the week or like 2 years ago or whatever. You keep things in the back pocket and they evolve as you go. But that's not to say that there haven't been times where we've just been together and then poof, something happens and just one person starts going and we all build around it.
As young musicians, is this the full-time job or do you got to go out and, you know, serve coffee during the day or something like that?
Precisely.
Yeah,
precisely. I work.
Yeah, you got to have a job.
Yeah, I work at Soho House. I work in the gym and in the restaurant as well. I was up on the rooftop today sweating my tail off all day, so... It was good times, though. You bump elbows with some interesting people.
And so, but for you guys specifically, are the jobs just to pay the bills to afford you the time to play the music?
Yes.
Yeah. The end goal is eventually those jobs don't have to be there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an ideal situation.
Mike Thomas, I appreciate you jumping on the phone. I'm going to let you go because I got 8 other people here in studio, and I want you to drive carefully.
Yes.
Be careful getting back to the city, and we'll keep telling people to check out Corral on Spotify and iTunes. The new EP is Rain Dance. Danny, will you stick around and play some more music from us as we come in and out of breaks?
I would love to.
Excellent. Okay, Nikki Allen is also in studio from Knife and Tine, 1417 West Fullerton Avenue. She made for us a mosquito bite, which was invented by my friend Kim Cerny, who has been going around to bars and ordering a mosquito bite, full well knowing that the bartenders will not know what in the world she's talking about, and then explain to her, oh, a mosquito bite, you never had a mosquito bite? Oh, well, here's what it is, hoping that it catches on like wildfire.
Absolutely.
So, Nikki, the question is... Let me make sure everybody's on here. The question is, because Kim had mentioned that it's kind of maybe a jerk move to do that, to always have people ordering a drink where you know the bartender's going to be like, well, what is that? Does that get annoying to you when people do that? Or there's so many new drinks all the time that it's very common that I'm not necessarily going to know everything. All right, tell me what's in that and I'll whip it up.
A lot of guests will come in into Knife and Tine restaurant and say, hey, I had this cocktail at this bar or this restaurant. Can you make a variation on that? Obviously, I don't know the exact measurements
sure.
for that, but I'll do my best, especially if they give me as much ingredients or description as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. So just depends.
Have you ever heard of somebody inventing a drink and then going around trying to just order it to see if it would catch on?
No, but I really like it. The prankster in me loves it. So
I'm a nice person, I promise.
Kim is a very sweet, nice person. We learned after many drinks that she doesn't swear at all. So it's very odd when you start drinking, you tend to get a little loose of the lips. And then Kim's like, well, no, I just don't say things like that. And she stays very sweet and nice no matter how much she drinks. It's very odd, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But we appreciate that about you.
Thanks, man.
All right. So Nikki, you've made a couple of these now. You've tasted it. Can we, you know, knock on the door at Knife Time and go, hey, guys, can you know, what do you think?
I think I can put this on the brunch menu. So please come and visit me on brunch.
The
Saturday
brunch
and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
10 a.m. to 2.
So like it'll be on
this
like,
will be a great brunch cocktail.
Perfect.
It
brunch
is a good
cocktail.
Brunch cocktail.
Juice?
Yes.
Super healthy for
yes.
you. Coconut? I mean, come on.
A little bit of Malibu rum.
Yeah. Well,
always
totally.
A good, yeah.
Gotta get the day going. It's brunch.
Exactly.
It's already brunch. It's not like it's breakfast.
Yeah.
So if Kim goes into Knife and Tine or anybody goes and visits Knife and Tine at brunch, will they see it like on a chalkboard? Will it be in a menu? How will she see it in print?
On the menu.
Actually, on a printed menu.
I mean, you are looking at the cocktail program manager, so
so you've got some.
I can do whatever
gosh.
I want.
Dream
yeah.
come true.
Mosquito
there you
bite.
Go. The
dream
mosquito
come
bite.
True.
This weekend,
but you have to come in.
Oh,
yeah, you do.
Brunch is my favorite meal, and this is my favorite drink. So done.
Oh,
I'm
perfect.
There.
There you go.
I know.
All right. So this can we say this Saturday and Sunday?
I think so. Yeah. Let's do that.
We got 5 days. You have four
yeah,
days.
Sure.
You got a couple of days. This Saturday and Sunday at Knife and Tine. When does brunch run?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Knife and Tine at 1417 West Fullerton.
Love it. Thank you.
What's usually on the brunch menu? Let's sell the brunch
a
little
bit. We have a seasonal mimosa, so it changes depending on the seasonal fruit. So last weekend we did peach bellinis.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend before that we did fresh raspberry puree mimosas. So mimosas are ever-changing. I put a really yummy iced coffee cocktail on there with espresso rum. So I think you would like
ooh,
that too.
Yeah.
And then I came in the radio a couple weekends ago. And I made a bloody teeny. So a martini with a little bit of ancho chili liqueur. So it's a little spicy. And then a little bit of Bloody Mary juice.
I don't mean to
awesome.
Sound silly, but you did say brunch. Do people eat at this at all?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What type of foods?
Oh, food? I thought you were talking about drinks. No.
I'm like, wow, this is a brunch.
We have a really awesome cinnamon roll pancake.
Ooh.
So that's huge. It's as big as like a huge dinner plate. So a cinnamon swirl, cream cheese frosting, a little bit of streusel on top. Our really popular cauliflower Knife and Tine hash with some bacon and over easy eggs.
Now that sounds like good drinking food.
Definitely.
Right there. Mosquito
and then
bite, I think we go with
huge,
that.
Huge, huge, huge green chili burrito. It's humongous.
It's kind of split between people usually?
No. People usually order
serious?
On their own, but I never see it finished ever. It's huge.
Brunch at Knife and Tine on Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The mosquito bite, at least for this weekend, maybe longer. If people really come and buy it, you have to tell everybody to go there and order a mosquito bite. And Nikki, how often are you behind the bar? How often will people find you actually serving drinks?
It's not as frequent since I'm
sure.
on the other side of the bar now. but whenever I can back there, like some. So, for example, if you're to come in, I'd probably hand make the mosquito bite for you.
Will you actually be teaching other bartenders how to make a mosquito bite?
Of course, of course.
I can't even tell
They're
you.
They're learning how to make a mosquito bite.
I know.
Bite.
This is just dream come true for
Now me. You got to pick up the ball and roll with this. Now you got to get other people to go to Knife and Tine and start ordering it and then let it spread like wildfire throughout the city.
I agree.
Are we concerned at all about the whole Zika effect on this drink?
It's been brought up. Yeah. It's been brought up. I felt like it was a maybe an inappropriate name at the time. It just it seemed very fun because it was different and like, oh, a mosquito bite.
Mosquito bite
drink.
Was very innocent, just like six months ago.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, really? But, you know, you got to stick with it.
I think so. I think, you just ride that through thick and thin. See where it ends up. The Mosquito Bite at Knife and Tine this weekend. Mapu Bali here on the download. We've got more music from Corral. I want to say Corral the Band because that's the social media, but it's just Corral.
You can call it Corral the Band. I like it.
You do like it? Maybe we change the name, start serving mosquito bites at the shows. We just tie everything in.
Happy, man.
Wow. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now that I call you Danny Kolasik instead of another name, which I did for the first half hour of the show. All right. Quick break. News is next. 720. Or no, straight to news, Elif? There's a break. Break and news next. 720 WGN.
Oh, you know that it's not funny. Oh, how you melt me just like honey. Drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop. Oh, drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop.
That is Danny Kolasik from Corral. Check out their new EP, Rain Dance, on Spotify and iTunes. Follow them on social media at Corral the Band. Or as I just like to call them, Corral the Band. You know, Danny, what would really help the mosquito bite?
What would help that mosquito bite?
I think a catchy jingle. Is there any chance? I know I'm putting you on the spot right here. That's not what you do. That's not your thing.
Mosquito bite time, yeah. Mosquito bite, 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 bite. Don't catch that Zika virus.
Very nice.
And that was how my music career ended.
That was when he sold out to the man, making a jingle for a drink. Mosquito bite. Now, if I get you a recording of that, and just every hour on the hour, we play that over the PA. I'm just going to keep going.
Every hour.
I love
no,
it. No.
Repeat. What are you
repeat,
talking
just,
about?
Repeat. Just constantly that. Just playing low under the background until it's in their brains. And then just start ordering mosquito bites left and right.
It's just going to go into the subconscious. And
yes.
Only mosquito bites. Forever and ever. Malibu rum is going to have to start paying you.
Yes. That's what it'd be. Danny probably be happy if Malibu rum was at some of the shows and just set up a little tent, something like that.
Mm-hmm. We could attract a very different audience.
Yeah.
Be like a
normally the mosquito bite crowd in your audience, is
no,
it?
No, not really.
No.
All right, Kim Cerny, you are from Blum Animal Hospital.
Yes.
That's how I know you. Blumvet.com, one of the biggest animal hospitals in the city of Chicago.
Yep,
at Belmont and Clark.
Yep.
What's going on at Blum Animal Hospital?
Got lots going on. But one of the fun things that we're working on right now is the Fear Free Initiative at our hospital. It was really meant to kind of look from the cat and dog point of view when they come to an animal hospital and make it so it's a lot less fearful. And a lot more
less
calm,
stressful.
Less stressful. Yeah, exactly.
And that's not only for the pet itself, actually. It's kind of for the owner, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, it's so stressful when you're bringing your pet and they're cowering in the corner or the cat doesn't want to get in the carrier and it becomes this big struggle. So it's just ways that we as an animal hospital can help you and your pet feel a lot more comfortable in the process of coming to the vet and then also while they're with us.
You guys have been putting out some videos on your Facebook page. How do people follow Blum on Facebook?
It's just Blum Vet on Facebook.
At Blum Vet on Facebook. And I've seen videos of a dog after an exam eating a peanut butter ice cream cone or something like that.
Yeah, it's frozen peanut butter cups that we have. And it's just, again, it keeps them focused on the treat. So when we do nail trims or physical exams, they don't get nervous or stressed, or it at least eliminates a lot of that stress that they have. And the one on our Facebook page right now, you have to check it out. It is the cutest Vizsla puppy just devouring this peanut butter cup, and it's adorable.
So that's one of the things you've added as part of the Fear Free program.
Yep.
How much peanut butter, frozen peanut butter, do you now have on?
We go through a lot.
I would imagine.
Yeah, we are ordering it through Amazon Prime, and it comes almost on a weekly basis. It's a lot, yeah.
How many animals do you see in a week at Plum?
Oh, I mean, we see over 100 a day. So, wow. I mean, we see a lot of animals. Yeah, it's great.
No kidding.
Very lucky.
All right, Nikki Allen, what's going on at Knife and Time? I know there's brunch on Sunday. Go there this Saturday. Go there this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. One of the drinks on special will be a mosquito bite. But what else is going on at Knife and Time?
There's two really awesome things that are going on. Negroni Week is next week, so June 6th through June 12th. A lot of restaurants all over the world are doing Negronis, and every Negroni sold in all these restaurants and bars, they're donating some of their portions to a fundraiser, and our fundraiser is actually the Puppy Mill Project.
Cool.
So $2 of every Negroni that's sold, which is a really traditional gin cocktail. We're donating $2 of every cocktail to the Puppy Mill Project.
Excellent.
And then we're also doing a really cool blended burger project, and that is burgers made with mushrooms to help sustainability with using less cows and more mushrooms, and also just making a burger that much more flavorful. And we are in competition for that, to have the best blended burger for the James Beard Foundation.
So there's still some meat in the burger?
Yes, there is, but
more less meat, more mushroom.
Yes.
That's cool.
So that's going on for the rest of the summer. So that's all summer long, and we're trying to get as many votes because we would love to win. But it's definitely something to bring awareness to be more sustainable when eating food, obviously.
Sure.
And then the Negroni Week, which starts next week, which I'm very excited about because we're going to be making lots of gin cocktails.
How do people vote for you for those awards?
It's, I believe, just blendedburgerproject.com.
Okay.
And then we're on there, and then you just vote for Knife and Tine. We actually did a really cool culinary fight club last week. It was us and a couple other restaurants, and we got in second place for this exact burger.
Wow.
So that's really good, but we would
fantastic.
Love to get into first place.
How do people visit Knife and Tine online?
Knifeandtine.com.
Knifeandtine.com. How long has the restaurant been there now?
It's going to be our two-year anniversary next week. So June 10th is going to be 2 years for us.
And you started right there at the beginning, right?
Yes, sir. Day
one. You've
been
with the owner since day one.
Yes.
Carissa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been on Patty's show a lot too, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you start with Patty Vasquez on her show? How did you guys?
Carissa,
you guys
called in
one night,
yeah,
right?
Carissa called in and said that she would love to bring some food from Knife and Tine. And so she came in the first time, and the second time they brought me to make cocktails, and then we've been coming on ever since.
My good friend Patty Vasquez will be here in just 20 minutes.
Perfect.
So hide, because I didn't tell her I was bringing you on the show. And you're her guest.
I'm going to have a drink ready for her. So.
Okay, good. That's,
there you go.
Gosh,
and she's going to have a mosquito bite.
Is she going to have a mosquito bite?
Yeah.
Excellent. See, now another host gets the mosquito bite. And then it goes on and on and on. Now, Kim, I failed to mention earlier that you're engaged and you're getting married this summer.
I am.
Does your fiance know that the night you were out drinking with me all night, you were not engaged? Oh, that look. That look. That was a great look. That was a great look. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Thanks, Matt.
Sorry about that. We're in Texas.
I mean, what happens
Whatever.
In Texas?
Yes.
You know.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That was awkward. Are you guys having the wedding in Mexico?
No, we're having it in Florida. It's January.
Family down there, something like that?
Yeah, my parents live down there. So,
excellent.
Yeah, it
and
should
is
be
that,
good.
Is life just insane with that right now? The average American, there was a news story recently. The average American spends something like at least $27,000 on a wedding, I think. The average European spends less than $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we picked the wrong country. We should get married in Europe.
Yes. Is life insane right now? I mean, you know
it's
the
exciting.
Date, you know the location.
Yeah.
Is it exciting, or is it, should I bring your fiance over here to talk about this?
Yeah, he can talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it fun and exciting, or is it just, oh, my gosh, I can't believe
it's fun and exciting. There's so many details that go into a wedding. So I think being in the beginning part of it, we're working through all those details. But it's, I mean, at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're planning our wedding, and that's super fun and just we're happy about
it's
it.
It's hard
really
to keep that in mind sometimes. Oh, you're doing good about that, though. Like, all right, this is supposed to be fun. And whenever this gets stressful, let's step back and realize, okay, it's just a wedding. It's just a day.
I know. I'm doing really well with it. Right, Chris? Right?
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
Kim, I have a question. You guys are getting married in January?
Yes.
What's the date?
January 27th.
Okay. We're getting married on the 7th.
Oh, get
so
out.
We're having January weddings. Double wedding. No, congratulations.
Well, to you too.
Thank
oh,
you.
My
That's
goodness.
Fun.
You poor... I'm excited. Congratulations, guys. Welcome to the club. They're tipping mosquito bites
Where are you
back. You're like old married men already, sitting back there drinking mosquito bites. Okay, so you're planning a wedding too then?
Yes.
Is that crazy or is it like, whatever, we're planning a wedding?
That's the latter for us. It's a yeah. wedding. Food, people, drinks, that's all that you need at a wedding.
Will
so.
You be serving drinks at all? It's got to be, it's like, you know, when Danny gets married, he's going to have to get up and play the guitar. When you get married, at some point you have to be like, all right, come on, everybody, and you're mixing something.
We're going to have really awesome pre-batch cocktails and like oh. really big vats or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So just pour it over ice and there you go.
Ooh, that sounds great. Awesome. Smart. And then you don't have to do any work.
Nope.
DJ or band?
DJ.
DJ or band?
DJ.
Why not a band?
Bands are expensive, right?
Danny?
I would actually opt for the DJ as well.
What are you doing, dude?
I know. I'm such a traitor, but, you know.
Just the ability to have the variety is better?
Right. I mean.
Wow.
I don't want to hear some dude pretend to be Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Okay. Buffet, sit-down menu?
Buffet.
Wow, this is very interesting. Are these very trendy things, or are you guys going against the norms right now?
I
think it's catching on.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to spend $20,000 on a wedding.
Yeah.
We want to spend the $5,000 on a wedding.
Are you going to spend $5,000 on a wedding?
We're going over.
You are so not spending $5,000 on a wedding, Kim. I know that by your face right now. Kim's like, yeah. Nah.
It might be a little over.
The way her fiance's shaking his head back there. Let you know. And maybe the budget's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So have you had this conversation already where you're like, yeah, but Aunt Horace, I mean, you know, I really, if we started the trimming on that end of the list, we're like, yeah,
hard.
But we gotta, how do I not?
It's so hard. It's because, what'd you say, Chris?
Aunt Dolores
is coming. I mean,
Aunt Dolores is coming.
She's gotta come. But it's hard. It's family and it's friends. So it's hard to
look at it.
It's
hard to
say no. Yeah.
I mean, you're inviting me, right?
Yes.
Poor Chris. He's like, come on, dude, stop it. Costing me money every time. Nikki, how many at your wedding?
120.
How many at your wedding, Kim?
Don't
be ashamed of it. Say
no,
300.
No, listen,
say 500.
No, we're hoping for 100. Like
really?
Yeah, we wanna try and keep it right at 100.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Chris, any shot she'll be under 150.
Absolutely.
Wow, shooting for 100. That's impressive. I guess, but people have to travel and stuff, right?
It's destination.
So that's a little tough.
Yeah,
for you.
Exactly. So we're hoping.
Where in Florida?
Captiva. It's South Seas Island Resort.
Oh, at a resort.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a destination wedding. Excellent. Well, let me just say to everybody, Danny, you're going to stick around because you're going to play a little more music.
Sounds great.
But thank you all. Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine, thank you so much for coming in and making the mosquito bite. Everybody, go get a mosquito bite this weekend at Knife and Tine during brunch, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 1417 West Fullerton. Nikki was provided on loan for the Patty Vasquez Show, and thank you so much for being I don't really have to say it, but I'm saying that. Because she's on with Patty all the time. Are you regular every Friday night?
Not every
I see
Friday
you all the
night.
Time, but a lot of Friday nights. So make sure you're listening to Patty to check out more with Nikki and, of course, all the wonderfulness of Patty all the time, especially on Friday nights after midnight. And Kim Cerny from Blum Animal Hospital, blumvet.com. Check them out for more information. Or if you live anywhere in the Lakeview, Wrigleyville, anywhere out in the Northside area, Blum Animal Hospital is a wonderful place to take your pets for all their health care needs and more with Corral next here on 720 WGN.